With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans have nominated Majority Leader Steve Scalise for Speaker.
House Republicans held an internal vote on Wednesday morning to determine who can garner enough support to win the speakership after Kevin McCarthy's historic ouster last week. Republicans chose to put up Scalise for Speaker. The full House will have to vote next. Scalise needs to win near unanimous GOP support on the House floor.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNnews.com, the State Department says the number of U.S. citizens confirmed to have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war is risen now to 22. Americans are confirmed also to be among hostages. Israelis living in northern cities in the Galilee region and along the Lebanon border have come under attack now. According to AllIsrael.com, red alert sirens all across the northern tier have been going off continuously now. Scores of Islamist terrorists are penetrating Israeli airspace via manned paragliders. At the same time, local media reports say several dozen armed drones have entered Israel as well. The Israeli Defense Forces say with this latest attack, terrorist forces in Lebanon are opening up a second front in the war. Meanwhile, President Biden has been keeping in nearly daily contact with the Prime Minister of Israel.
We continue to monitor the situation in Israel very closely, and the Vice President and I and the Buckle-My security team spoke with the Prime Minister Netanyahu again this morning.
The two leaders have had at least four phone calls since the crisis erupted on Saturday. U.S. stocks are drifting as yields are mixed in the bond market, which has been Wall Street's main driver recently. The Dow is down 98 points, and the NASDAQ also losing 8. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable how safe any Christian follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians hope to eventually flee the region entirely. This is SRN News. A redistricting case from South Carolina is scheduled to go before the U.S. Supreme Court today, and it could shape the fight for partisan control of the U.S. House.
Arguments before the high court will focus on a coastal district that's held by Republican Representative Nancy Mace. A lower court ordered that the district be redrawn after concluding that Republicans, who control South Carolina's legislature, improperly moved Democratic-leaning black voters into another district to make the seat safer for Mace. Republicans hold a thin margin in the U.S. House, and Democrats could have a shot at picking up the South Carolina seat in 2024 if the district is redrawn. Donna Warder, Washington.
And Jedediah Murphy, a Texas man who questioned the evidence given to the jury that sentenced him to death for killing an 80-year-old woman decades ago, has been executed. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.